This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother Rahim from Pakistan emails, and he says that if you look, he asks that looking at the Quran and Sunnah, is there something that we call deja vu? That does the Quran or Sunnah tell us that we might have an explanation of why we feel that we've met somebody before, or why we feel we might have been somewhere even though it might be the first time that we are there?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Now, this is definitely not one of the standard questions that I choose to answer. I like to do some variety, and so today I thought I'd begin with something slightly atypical. Firstly, for those who don't know what déjà vu is, it is the feeling, the premonition, if you like, the notion that when we meet somebody for the first time, we kind of feel, I know this guy from before, even though we haven't met, it's the first time. Or that you're in a particular location, or you're doing something, and it is your first time, but you feel that I've been here before, or, you know, I've done this before, even though from your own life, it is the first time that it is that is occurring. Now, this topic, of course, I'm not going to discuss it from a psychiatrical perspective. That's not my forte or area of expertise, and I'm no psychiatrist. But of course, I mean, from the perspective of psychiatrists and of people who are dealing with memory and whatnot, this is a well-known, observable phenomenon that has actually been documented in cultures across the world. It's not something that is unique to our culture or any one culture. It is a phenomenon that is documented that people feel, you know, across the world, and it is something that is well-known. You find this in the books as well of ancient history, that people sometimes felt something of this nature. And psychiatrists have their ways and theories, and from what I've read, I'm not an expert, from what I've read, those of them who you know, obviously they don't believe in souls and whatnot. So those who are trying to explain this phenomenon from a purely non-spiritual perspective, they feel that one of the theories of déjà vu is that when you're in a particular location or when you meet somebody, that it triggers a memory that is unrelated. So you meet Mr. X, and something about Mr. X association occurs in your mind with Mr. Y that you have met. And you assume that that Mr. Y was actually Mr. X. So your memory makes a false linkage. This is one theory of psychiatrists, right? So they say that there's a triggered memory, and then a memory is constructed, even though it is not exactly the same. So for example, you walk into a room, you've never been there, but you were in a room that was somewhat similar before. And so you think that it is the same room, and then your memory might even make you believe, because your memories can be implanted, or your memories can be mistaken. And this is again very well known. And so that's one of the ways that psychiatrists talk about déjà vu. Also, there is the notion as well that some have said that this is the brain's mechanism for how to make decisions. It's a tactic that the brain uses. In any case, we are not interested in the psychiatry. I just did this FYI. You asked me about the Quran and Sunnah. You asked me, is there some notion in the Hadith or whatnot? And the response in a simplistic manner is that nothing explicit exists. Nothing explicit exists. Nonetheless, there are extrapolations that we can, if we wanted to, perhaps read in something. So we're not going to affirm this concept of déjà vu from the Quran and Sunnah. At the same time, there might be indirect references, so neither can we negate. And as for those indirect references, so it goes back to the notion of the soul. It goes back to the concept of the ruh and what the ruh does. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that they ask you about the ruh. You don't have any knowledge about the ruh except a very, very small amount of knowledge. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنْ عِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The ruh is, of course, what really gives us life. It's not our physical body. The ruh, when it comes into us, that is what gives us life. And when the ruh leaves the body, then the body falls down as a corpse. This ruh, it is not attached completely to our bodies. It was before our existence in another existence, in an alternative existence. It was in an existence that we don't have a conscious memory of. And when we came into this earth, when we were in the wombs of our mothers, the angel came and blew our ruh into this world. And so our birth occurred before our physical birth. Our spiritual birth occurred in the wombs of our mothers. And then our physical birth. And then we have an entire life. And even in this life, our ruh separates from the body in our sleep. And Allah says in the Quran, اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُدْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. Allah takes the souls of those who die and those who go to sleep. Literally, Allah takes the souls. And then Allah Azza wa Jal returns the souls of those who are sleeping for another day. Every single night, our soul leaves the body. And it goes to another realm. And what it does in that realm and who it meets in that realm is not something that our physical body is conscious of when we wake up. We might have glimmers, or we might have embedded memories. You see where I'm heading with this? We might have embedded subconscious memories that we are not cognizant of. If we try to think about them, we cannot think about them. There is a linkage between this world and the world of our souls, because the souls go, and if something happens in this world, it does affect our souls during the dream. We know this from our own lives, that if there's a loud noise or if somebody's knocking on the door, our dreams dream of that noise. And so there is some linkage, but it is not a linkage that we control. And therefore, great scholars like Ibn Hazm actually talks about the possibility of souls having met in the previous life before they came into this world. And then when those bodies meet in this world, the souls recognize each other even though the bodies are meeting for the first time. And so Ibn Hazm posits a theory that in fact perhaps, now of course he didn't use the word déjà vu, obviously it's a French word, but he's talking about this notion of, I'm sure I've met you before, but we haven't met, or this notion of familiarity. And it's very interesting that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually has a hadith that is perhaps can also be used here. The famous hadith in which he said, "Al-arwahu junudun mujannada," that souls are like lines of military personnel lined up, i.e. they're blocks together. That those souls that recognize one another, they are friendly. And those souls that don't, they are not friendly. So it is as if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that souls have the tendency to also agree. How could the souls agree? Ibn Hazm says that in the world before this world, when we were not yet born spiritually, our ruh was created in a different dimension, if you like, or call it what you will, paradigm, whatever word you want to use. Our ruh was created before our bodies. And since the time of Adam alayhi salam, our souls have been in some existence. And they intermingle with the other souls. Then they come into this world. And Ibn Hazm posits that in that intermingling, perhaps friendships were formed. Perhaps souls recognize one another. Then when they see each other in this world, they find a bond and a connection, even though they might have met for 2 minutes, but they feel a friendship as if it was a friendship for 20 years. And there are those who are physically together for 20 years and there is no friendship between them, right? So the reality is that you ask a very interesting question. I thought I'd just throw it out there, that there is the possibility of some basis of this feeling of familiarity, because in the end of the day, the soul goes and wanders during the time of sleep, and where it wanders and how it wanders and what sights it sees, we do not know. And the soul meets other souls during the sleep as well. So to be clear, there are two time frames that potentially might embed memories in our subconscious soul that will then be reflected in the lives that we live. The first time frame, before we came into this world, and that was before our mothers gave birth to us, before conception. Our souls were in a different, you know, dimension or different universe or whatever you want to call it. And in that dimension or universe, they were only the souls of all of the other created human beings that Allah created. When Allah created Adam, Allah extracted all of the souls of the children of Adam till the day of judgment. That is one time possibility. The second is on a daily basis or a nightly basis or a whatever time you go to sleep, siesta basis, right? Every time we go to sleep, the soul leaves our body. And in that leaving of the body, where it goes, who it meets, what it does, is not something that our conscious memory. We literally live, by the way, we literally live two different types of life simultaneously. There is the life of the soul that it is living whenever we go to sleep, and then there is the life of the body that we are now conscious of. These two lives are pretty much semi-independent, but perhaps once in a while there is an overlap, and that overlap occurs when we have righteous dreams. That overlap occurs when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the dream that we remember and we recognize, and sometimes we can meet those relatives that have passed on, and perhaps we might even meet other souls that are in the same dimension as that soul, or perhaps the soul can go to places that we might recognize when we go in our awakeful state. In the end of the day, the reality is that this question cannot be answered definitively. At the same time, it is an interesting theory. And then we conclude on a more somber note, in that whether deja vu exists or not, it doesn't change the reality of any aspect of our lives. We don't base any decision on it. We don't make any ruling based upon this. And so it is just an interesting tidbit of one of those trivia questions that we can discuss and perhaps have some theories, but it doesn't really impact our daily routine. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.
وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون